We have everybody we're gonna have, I guess. Unless Ken tries to call in. Tom isn't coming for whatever reason. Did he give a reason?
Oh, he said something came up from work. A work trip he had to attend to.
So. Work can do that, yes. I know about that.
That's the deal.
Man, I have been so busy with work lately. I'm doing some progress. Okay, so. Let's get ourselves.
Pardon me, on the way over, a friend of mine called me and said, I haven't seen him in a while, but he just tested positive.
Oh.
I haven't seen him in, you know, it's not like I'll get contaminated, but it's sort of cautioned me. Between the president and him, I'm like, yeah, I should wear my mask.
Yeah, I think it's going around. I think we're going to see more this fall.
I'm afraid so.
I don't know. I'm a little worried. I managed to dodge the bullet for a while, but, you know.
Anyway, here we are. So thank you for your patience.
Try to stay out of the super spreader events. Okay, I will call the meeting to order. Let's see. How about we do a little bit of roll call? Dr. Candace is excused, I guess. Charlie Landy, Jim Gordon, Margot, Ken Gilligan is in flight. Jim McGriff. Where's Charlie Whitaker?
In his office yelling at ERI.
Jillian Brandt and Melinda. Well, he'll get here when he gets here. How about we pledge allegiance? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lucky we have a flag. Some of these Zoom meetings, we don't have flags. let's see, public comment. There's something I was going to ask. Oh, we got a resume from Anna.
Yeah.
Whose last name I haven't quite got.
It's your polo.
You can't in open session.
Ah, right, okay.
You can't discuss candidates.
Okay, so we'll hold that for executive session, okay. But it got circulated anyway. So.
Yeah.
I never got it, so if I could get a copy of
that. Oh, okay. I can't think of anything else I have for comments at the moment, so we'll move on. Approval of the minutes of June 23rd. Did everyone submit any comments? I usually read them very carefully and submit comments.
I'll move to accept them as presented.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor of
aye.
Accepting them? Aye. Great. The next board meeting is scheduled for August 25th at 4 p.m. in person. Does that work for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Any problems with that?
No problem.
I can't think of anything that's coming then, but Okay, the recycling outreach team program update. Angelina, what do you got to say?
Thank you, Dr. Weingartner. This month, our recycling outreach team focused our educational messaging around the Plastic Free July campaign and all the ways to reduce your use of single-use disposable plastics every day. Our recycling educator authored new blogs and curated social media about Plastic Free July and also summertime sustainability tips like how to host a sustainable barbecue party and how to recycle or safely dispose of some common objects used in the summer months like fireworks, American flags, bug spray, suntan lotion, etc. We continued collaborating with our many partnerships through the public library system and hosted programs in collaboration with the Gardner, Rosendale, and Ellenville libraries. And a sample of those programs are included in your board packet. And I'll just invite the board to let me know what your preference is for viewing these media samples and program photos and things like that as we go on throughout the year. Our radio and news advertising this month also centered around Plastic Free July messaging. We're working on updating some new print media, such as translating our home composting guide into Spanish and we did a revision of our Rethinking Waste multiplier that needed updating. We're also working on restocking some of our branded promotional items that are given away to visiting groups during tours or at some of our classes, events, and festivals. Some of those items include reusable stainless steel water bottles and travel mugs, reusable sandwich baggies, and promotional items for children, such as activity books about waste and recycling, wooden pencils, and things like that. We may have some of those items for you at the next month's board meeting, so you can see what those look like. And I'll end there and just ask if you have any questions.
I was going to say, like, I don't necessarily need to get paper because it's just going to be recycled. So I don't know that I need to, I trust you that your materials are good. I'm not, you know, I don't need to always see them. That's just my personal preference.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I think the board has had a lot of different levels of interest in some of our presentations or newspaper ads that get run or the different classes that we do. So I'm willing to adjust as needed to how much of that you'd like to see in your board packet.
Why don't we maybe leave it so if we ask to see it, then you print it out, and otherwise maybe send it electronically. So that would save a lot of paper. And just set a good example for the you know, for the public.
Sure. I could also show them digitally during the meeting.
I mean, I would probably open them up and look at them if I got them as a computer attachment. I don't know that we need to spend time at the meeting looking through that kind of stuff. But
we've discussed in the past about paperless meetings and about how to move forward with that. We've looked into getting, what were they called, Mondo board was I think what the county had. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the big screens, I'll put it up right here. And scroll, you know, scroll through the meeting documents that way. I know you'll still want paper.
Okay. I know when I saw this.
But that's something we could, you know, attempt to move forward to.
Yeah, why not?
I said, I'm not printing out all those pages. I said, because I'll get it when I get to the meeting.
Yeah.
One thing I will contribute that's kind of nice about the recycling program update is, you know, the audience that does refer back to the board's meeting minutes and past meeting documents. So different community groups or county committees or local politicians. Like, it's nice to have some of those samples in there that they can look at, but we can provide those digitally as well.
My preference, but I'm only one, so.
I have one question. I see on the back of the third page, and here it says landfills. Nationwide, 50% of municipal solid waste is landfills. Practices buries garbage in the earth. What happens to the other 50%, says Kathy?
Oh, thank you for your question.
Maybe you can tell us.
So nationwide, 13% of municipal solid waste is incinerated with waste energy recovery, and then the remaining fraction of that is the nationwide recycling and composting rate.
Oh, okay. So composting and recycling. Because what I'm really interested in is the new technology for waste to energy. Because that, from my point of view, I think that's the hope for the future. You know, you bury it in a landfill, somebody's going to want to dig it up. I've seen that happen already, and it's just crazy. But plus, doesn't sound like Region 3 might be very acceptable to even siting a landfill. And we only have two sites in our county where we think we could even do it. So, I don't know. Anyway, that's my thought.
I will share that 13% may not seem like a lot, but it is a lot when you think about nationwide how waste is managed.
Right.
And most people, when we share those statistics with them, they're also a little shocked that it's that high.
Oh, also the state is closing down all the incinerators. They have, I think, 3 or 4 more years, and that's it. So that's even more scary, what comes next. And that's I don't know, you know, I don't think we're getting any great guidance from DEC or NYSERDA or anybody. Isn't that what government's sort of supposed to do? Anyway, anything else about recycling?
How are you doing with the grant proposal?
Oh, thank you. We hosted a informational webinar on July 25th to inform and educate about our grant project, the Municipal Food Scrap Recycling Grant that's available through DEC. And we invited all 22 municipalities. We ended up having 13 registered participants that represented 8 towns. So I think that's a great turnout. When we set out to write the grant, I would consider it really successful if we had 4 or 5 partners. So I was really delighted that there was that much interest in it. And one of the 8 communities so far have responded that they have interest in participating in it if we're awarded. But we asked them to fill out a planning form and send us a letter of support by August 31st. So I imagine by our next board meeting, we'll have more of a sense of how many kits and trailers and things like that we'll write into the grant.
What if only one applies and you wanted to get 4 or 5?
Well, I think that would make a stronger application than if we did have more. So I think we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But there was also some discussion, too, about perhaps electing our site as another collection point, such as through the electronics recycling program. So maybe that's something that we can continue to look at if we're really not getting a lot of interest in what that might look like. But I'm hopeful, you know. 8 towns is a good start.
When was that? When did you do that again?
July 25th.
Monday.
Monday. It's been just a couple days, so.
Thanks, Angie.
Because I heard about it through the grapevine. I didn't even know you were doing it. And then Mike Hartner from Gardner mentioned it, and we were talking about other things. I had an idea about this trailer business and who's going to move the trailer with the food scraps in it. It occurred to me that if you had a big truck, you could put the number of totes in there that you need, as well as the totes are already out there in the trailer. So you bring the big truck and you drive around to the transfer station. And you take the full totes out and put them in the big truck, and you put the empty totes in the little trailer.
It's hard to track the contamination.
That is true.
And, you know, and what town is doing what. You know what
right.
I mean? People like numbers. You know, so
right.
how much food
that's
waste
true.
Are we recycling?
Right.
You know, and what portion of it's good or bad. So, and what do
right.
we need to do to correct it? So.
Well, and I think, too, a part of this is that the concept is still a pilot program, so this will give us the opportunity to evaluate all those types of situations.
It also keeps the control in the hands of the towns, you know what I mean? It's just our equipment,
right.
no different
right.
than the boxes.
Because it's an education
right.
opportunity,
yeah.
too, right? As
yeah.
they're doing it. It's
oh, yeah.
For us to
and I think a lot of residential people would be interested in doing this.
And the towns would have to, you know, fill out the proper insurance documents for the trailers to make sure it doesn't fall off their pickup truck or something.
Standard,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, standard.
The rental companies make
mm-hmm.
us
yep.
do that, the rental equipment companies.
Right.
So we're looking to, you know, hold them accountable in case something happens to our trailers, but yet, you know, monitor the contamination, yet keep track of who's recycling, how much food waste, where, and how effective it is. We're looking for the best of everything.
That's a good point. If you were to collect all the tote bins, how would that work, weighing in and out and charging the towns accordingly if everything's in the same truck?
You'd have to label them.
You have to weigh in, weigh out, and tag the totes by the town or something like that.
We like to keep the the towns, and they like to be, trust me, in control of their own transfer station. So
mm-hmm.
we've learned that lesson many, many times.
And like I said, they'll learn more from the process too, not just the residents.
And the meaning of, you know, continued partnership, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
as far as us with them and what we're doing and what they're doing and how we can work well together.
Hey, you guys, I should have said at the start I got to leave at 5:45. Could push it to 5:50.
Okay.
To let you know. Yeah.
So, anything else about recycling? We are ready to go to MSW tonnage report.
Excellent. We had a big June. 16,094 ton. Since I've been here, we haven't been over 16,000 ton. So that's the biggest month I've seen. So we're over our target by 3,660 ton. Our year to date is 11.3% over budget so far. So that's good news for us.
Do you have an idea why?
Mostly because the burn plants in the surrounding area are down. We're seeing an influx of volume from that way, and we can handle it, which is good for right everybody. Because we're moving the garbage, so.
Oh, so
I believe
we're
as
getting
of
some
today,
from Poughkeepsie and other places.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's been an array of problems with transfer stations, waste energy plants, transportation. You know, it's just been an unbelievable year, you know, so I'm proud to say that we've been keeping up with it, moving and staying in compliance, so I'm pretty happy about that.
And then the sludge is only off 43 tons, so that's basically, it's a little more than one load, so. I don't know, I didn't look into it that closely. The recycling tonnage, does anyone, the ice storm that we had, I was just looking at these numbers and something called me, was the ice storm, I know time goes fast, you call it was this year, February this year? February of 2021?
Mm-hmm. No, it was this year.
Mm-hmm. I had to go back and look. I thought our clean wood spiked more than that, but I don't. That's the only thing that jumps out to me right now. And it just jumped. I just saw it, you know, a couple minutes ago. But otherwise, generally speaking, our recycling has maintained pretty consistent volumes every month. There's nothing. I don't know if there's anything necessarily of note to pass along with this, but I personally want to just look at the clean wood numbers.
I will say, you know, listen, food waste has been doing good each month compared to last month, you know.
It's been consistent.
With the exception of January of last year, you know what I mean, food waste has been up, so that's a good thing. 318, 391, mm-hmm. Those are big numbers.
Consistent, too. Consistent's good.
Wow, March we did good, and June, great. Amazing.
We're hoping by the next, just so folks know, we're at 1,800 right now. We're in July, so we're hoping by the next board meeting we'll have our modification for the 5,000 tons of food waste, so we don't have to worry about stopping the food waste. Last year we got a violation because we went just a little bit over, so we're hoping to prevent that.
So if that happens, if you get to that point and you haven't heard from the DEC, maybe you could alert the board, and what we could do is take it to the county legislators and the county exec, and they can take it to the state DEC and say, hey, look.
There's still regulations you got to follow, though.
Right? Yeah, no, I know, but I mean, at least we could, you know, at least sort of let them know in advance that this might happen, and maybe they can bump it up to the top of their schedule. I don't know, but, that's part of what the board can be useful for, is if you get to a point where, look, the DEC isn't responding, we can take it to politicians. You can too, but it sometimes sounds better from the DEC. Oh, those guys from the RRA are squawking again. But if it comes from a politician, it has a different ring to it.
Well, they just don't have the manpower, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, but what I'm saying is maybe they will either write a waiver for a short time or something. You know, it may not be possible, but rather than just go right into it and say, oh, look, damn it, you know, they screwed up and now we're going to cross over. Give us a little bit of maybe 500 tons, you know, warning or whatever seems reasonable to you, to give us a couple of weeks to work on it and say, hey, look, this shouldn't be happening. We've been after this for however length of time, and it's not us, it's you, so give us a waiver.
Certainly, as the clock ticks and we get closer to that 2,500, we can have those conversations, no question about it. So I'm very optimistic.
Good. One of the things, too, a violation certainly doesn't mean enforcement. I mean, when you're doing a food waste recycling like we're doing, DC's 100% in favor of that. So the fact that you ran over your current permitted tonnage, all of our applications and stuff are in, highly unlikely.
And we inform them.
We have a monitor. Okay. We're right. Constant.
So they're not going to, all right, so it's not like we're going to incur a penalty. If
no.
Okay, all right, I feel better about that.
Jim, we let them know last year that we were going over and that we were going to go over and that we're not going to turn it away. So that's why it didn't go into any kind of penalty, fine.
Good. That's what I was concerned about.
Didn't go to the
court. Reassured.
No, but still, you don't want to get violations. You know what I mean? We want to stay. So I'm very optimistic, right, Laura?
Yes.
You know that we're going to be fine. I'll give you the good news next board meeting. We're hoping it's going to be then. So we're very, very close.
Good. Thanks.
Okay. Are we ready for the treasurer's report?
Sure. June MSW tons 13,784. C&D tons 2,310. So the stuff I spoke about last month with May, you see that trend is still along the same lines where our MSW tonnages are much higher than the C&D. No revenue line items of note. Total revenues are $2,112,814. Then on expense, I noted vehicle and equipment maintenance was $67,385. Part of that is repairs to R14 from the October accident. That's submitted to insurance, but I have to book the expense now. R12 had emissions issues. It happens. 5,547 repairs. We want to make sure that our trailers are, you know, in order to keep moving this garbage, right? We want to make sure that our, we have extra trailers. So we made repairs to TL9A cylinders and check valve for 7,315. And then, you know, like everything else over the past 2 years, sometimes supplies can be low and hard to find. Run into some issues with tires, so we decided to stock up a little bit on some drive and steer tires. So you, that's why I noted as stock tires at 12,932 because the opportunity had presented itself. Also, CLF, that's closed landfill monitoring maintenance, 16,432, and that related to road repairs we had to do in our Ulster landfill. My bulk of that is stone for 16,234. So total operating expenses for the month, 1,795,875. Net operating revenues in the fund balance for the month was a positive 316,939. So our year-to-date fund balance halfway through the year is only at a negative 847,216. So that's a good spot to be. We're only off the, if you don't include the operating reserve transfer from last year, we're only off last year by $200,000. So, and we ended up, I think, in a positive 700,000 last year. So we're in a good spot.
So there's something I don't understand. These are a lot of numbers, and so I'm probably just not getting something. What I'm reading is that our year-to-date this year is we're down, you know, roughly 847,000. And last year at the same time, we were down 504,000. And yet we've had more solid waste come in this year than expected. So what am I missing? Because you're saying we're in a good spot, and I believe you, but there's something I'm missing. It seems like we're down more than we were last year.
We are, but that could be various reasons as to why. Generally speaking, what you really want to look at closer. I use the prior year in order to gauge where we are from the standpoint of where we might finish. If we have the opportunity, for instance, to buy more equipment in the second half of the year or the fourth quarter, I can use the prior year as a nice little gauge to see where we'll be. There's some consistencies there, and monthly and seasonally, the volume changes. Because always remember, and you'll see this with the budget, our cost driver and our revenue driver is heavily dependent on volume. And then any surpluses or deficits we might have is volume, but it's compared to what our budgeted volumes were. So when I speak about this, I tend to try and concentrate more on the current year from the standpoint of how are we doing. So when you talk about, I'm saying that we're doing good, I'm looking at it from that standpoint. We're doing good for this year. But if I'm going to pull a comparison to prior year, it's not necessarily we're doing better or worse than last year, but where do I think that in comparison is that going to leave us, you know, 3 more months in the year and 6 more months into the year towards the end, because that helps us with some planning. An example of that was, I think it was like 3 years ago, we had a situation where we were going to have a lot of surplus and we had discussions about buying a dozer and a roller. Well, where's the money going to come from? Because of everything I just explained, we can say to ourselves, I don't need to worry about next year's budget. You know what I mean? I can now roll essentially that surplus over in order to make that, that capital purchase so that down the road we can save from an operating expense standpoint. Because it allows us to do certain things in-house, which saves money not just on next year's operating budget or the following ones, you know, our actual expenses that we're spending money on as well. So while I'm showing this here as a comparison, we use it in different ways.
It's like a countdown.
And it just allows me to forecast a little bit better. Now, as I say all that, right, volume's up from last year.
Yeah.
So your question is, well, why aren't we doing better? Sometimes it's related to capital purchases, which is outside of volume. Sometimes it's related to, like,
well,
I mentioned, the operating reserve.
Do you have an idea, like, sometimes, but yeah. Do you have an idea why this year this is
so,
what it is?
Yeah, so that's why I do that last column to answer the question that you have. The variances, that's where you can use that to see specifically what line item from the prior year is having the biggest effect. So I'm going to point you to, and you got to remember, you don't just want to look at, oh, what's the biggest number? Because, like, for a great example here is fuel, right? Oh, fuel, oh my God, look, we spent so much more. Yeah, but we have a fuel surcharge up top that offset it in the other direction.
Right.
So you kind of want to look outside of the volume-related numbers. So sale recyclable is a good example of that, because it's not necessarily driven by the volume of MSW that comes in. I'll point you right off the bat when I say there's a $200,000 difference, right, to the top line, the personnel expenses. Mm-hmm. All right? We're doing more volume, which I'm telling you right now means we had to hire a couple more extra people. Okay. We're doing more volume, which means we're going to be doing more overtime. From the prior year, right, health insurance, it never goes down. Right. The employees had raises. So all those types of things have driven up that number. And that's $120,000 out of your $200,000 difference.
Right, yeah, I can see it.
So...
The disbursement of grants, too, varies because we may get paid back from a purchase from 5 years back. And so from, is that
that could be relevant, like, but once again, an item like, Angie's right, because an item like a grant, though, falls into something that's outside of the volume stuff. So when you're looking at those types of differences, you know, keeping in mind, is this line item affected by volume or not? Because that'll save you a lot of time and energy when you're looking at these things.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, the MERS cost center analysis.
You gotta approve that.
Oh, that's right. Well, do I hear a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the treasurer's as presented. Treasurer's report.
And do I hear a second?
Second.
Marco, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
It's so weird. I love looking at all these numbers.
Oh, I do too. But my eyes glaze over. I don't have the same depth of knowledge.
It's so weird. So
I have to look at them when I go home. Because you run through them so fast. Yeah, and yeah. Then I actually sit down and look at them.
Maybe you shouldn't run through it quite so fast.
I know. It's
like I would personally like it to be a little bit slower.
That's no problem. You just got to tell me who. Yeah. Who. Because also, if there's any jargon that you hear that I might use, not really, just let me. If you don't know something I'm talking about, just let me know.
Yeah, because you work through it, so you know it, but we're seeing it, and don't.
It's kind of like learning another language, right? If you're fluent, it's the same that you talk a little faster.
Yeah, like what we did on the phone the other day about writing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, see, I don't know.
There you go.
Whatever.
Okay, so the MERS Cost Center analysis.
Okay. Yep. So the month of June, our sale of recyclables was at $69,758. Transportation.
Wait, here's one thing that would help. Where I could, I'm still looking for that number. June.
Look under June, and then you got it down. Sales.
I see it. That's part of the slowing down thing.
You guys, a couple years ago, I think it was Joanne Myers that brought up the little numbers that I stick on the treasurer's report. Would you guys find it helpful if whatever I'm going to yap about, I do the same thing on the MRF one? Little numbers that I put
right down here.
Off to the side.
On the notes. Yeah.
Right, oh, those. Yeah.
So when I reference like line items, like a revenue or expense line items of note, I put it down on the bottom referencing exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be helpful if I do the same thing on the MRF cost center analysis, do you think? Because it'll direct you to the numbers just like I'm talking about.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's your special thing. Sure.
Okay, go. Now I'm grounded in this.
Go.
Slowly.
Total sale of recyclables was $69,758. We had a load of peat that we sold for $18,252. Transportation and disposal costs. We had, I think it was 75 ton of glass that we moved in the month of June. And that means, since you see we don't have anything in May, that means we moved stuff that came in May as well for $4,085. Total transport and disposal cost for the month was $10,713. So our net revenue and for the month was $59,045. The reason, I don't know if I've ever fully explained this, but the reason why I try to separate this and have a separate what I call net revenue and net loss from the other page where you see, you know, the net income, is I want to isolate just the products and the commodity and the effects on it, because like glass comes in just like the plastic comes in or the cardboard comes in, but it's a cost to us. I don't want to just call that an expense, you know, further down. I want to incorporate that as that's part of a commodity that comes in that we separate. So that's part of the reason why I put that up here. And then the MRF MSW and the MRF glass is essentially residual that comes in with all that stuff. So garbage that comes in that we pull out and we have to move over to the transfer station. Same thing with any dirty glass that comes in. So essentially that's a part of the incoming recycling, you know, volume that comes in. So that's why I like the separated here, because it isolates those numbers for us. And then on the back side, our personnel expenses for the month, the total was $45,013. Operating expenses for the month, $8,006. So total personnel and operating expenses for the month was $53,324, which gave us a net income, which is the first number I mentioned, net revenue. It's less these additional expenses. Gives us a net income of $5,721 for the month. And so year to date, we're at a net income of $27,871. And the prices aren't too bad. They're still holding kind of steady, which you'll see. You can see on the graph. Which I like the graph.
You just don't look at the glass number.
Don't look at the glass number. But you can see the trends. And any point that you see, like any point on these graphs, means that we sold something in that month as well. So that's why you'll see some gaps with no dots.
So glass, we actually have to pay to get rid of them.
So on the next report, you may not see the PET there. You'll see something say maybe with the tin, because we sold a tin and we didn't sell a PET.
Okay. So that's all.
You got to sell it. You got to sell it. Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay. Administrative matters. Do we have any administrative matters?
I got nothing.
Okay. Do you have any new business?
I got nothing.
Okay. Old business.
I got nothing.
Okay. You know, there's a Marx Brothers movie where Groucho comes into the meeting and he says, any new business? Any old business? And he goes out the window.
Well, we have to go into executive session, so
I'll open the window first. Let's
go out. Moving on to executive session.
Okay, that.
Four persons, reasons of personnel.
Great.
Employment history, medical history, credit history of a particular person.
I'd be employing.
Do I have a second for the
second?
Moving into executive session. Okay, Carly. Okay. And once we're done, we won't have any proclamations to make at the end of the meeting.
Yeah, there won't be any business conducted in the executive
session. So it's not like you're going to miss anything.
I heard that one time at a Catskill Village board meeting, and they came out and voted to dissolve the rescue squad.
You're welcome to hang around if you want.
I don't believe you, because all other times this is pretty much proven to be true.
I'm not sure we're going to dissolve the rescue squad today.
I wouldn't do that. Well, I didn't know you had one. That would be nice.
It's our secret rescue squad.
Yeah. Are you, Angie, are you staying?
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask you about the pilot program.
Oh, sure. You would just shoot me an email. I'll be in tomorrow.
Actually, I was going to do that out of this meeting, like leaving here. So, all right.
Well, actually,
that's my preference, is through email. That's okay with you.
Either that or I go one.
What does that say?
So, which is not.
Software update.
Yeah, don't do
doesn't
that.
Answer questions.
You have to clear that out before you can.
I don't do the email.
Close.
Yep.